In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amin. My beloved, in addition to what Sami has shared with us and Dr. Nabi and Abuna Tedros, I share with you something that I have lived firsthand. Almost 16 years ago, Abuna Tedros was here with us in Ottawa, and I just recently moved to Ottawa to serve at the church. And Abuna Tedros told me that he goes every day in a specific time to record the commentaries on the Bible at Dr. Edwards' house. I've seen the first glimpse of the video, and I was so anxious and interested to go and see how this is being done, because, you know, 16 years ago, to do something like that, it was quite something. So I went with Abuna Tedros one day, and here's what I found. I found the whole living room is set up with props just specifically for this. All the sofas and the seats were moved aside. The prop was covering all the wall in the red, and the table and seat, and the video camera in the front, so there was no actually room for anybody to sit. And believe it or not, that this room was sitting like this for weeks and weeks, because it took Abuna Tedros quite some time to finish this job. So the first glimpse and the first impression I had about Dr. Edward and Madame Nadia is to just to evacuate half of their home for this service, it's quite something. So this is something I lived firsthand, and I've seen with my own eyes. And if you come across one of these videos, which are still actually around, we still have them in the church, you can see for yourself that when you see the video, you can feel that it is done professionally. It's not just a matter of just a setup and so on. It was done professionally. And Dr. Edward used to actually put lots of time to edit and to copy all these videos and to make sure that it reaches every church, not only in Canada and North America, but worldwide. Life is an interesting journey. I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking about it in a way that in any journey you take, there are always a chance for you to make the U-turn and go back to one of the places that you want to visit again. Even in relationships that we left behind, you can always, maybe sometimes you can go back and visit or have some recollection of what you had. But as for our journey in life, it goes only one way. What has passed yesterday is a history, and we can never retrieve it back. So we're going into one direction, and this direction is leading us to one goal. And this goal is not death. This goal is eternity. If we look at death to be the end, we are mistaken. And listen to what St. Paul said in the reading in Corinthians today that we just shared together. He said, "But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. If in fact the dead do not rise, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." Christ could easily conclude all the story of salvation on the cross when he said it is accomplished. But actually, for the whole story to be completed, he has to be risen from the dead to be victorious over this bridge that with our physical eyes, we just stop at the beginning of the bridge saying, this is the end, this is not the end. It's just a bridge from our physical media to the eternity afterwards. My beloved, in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve ate from the tree, God has put the heavenly host to guard the tree of life. And he forbade Adam and Eve from eating from it. Not because he didn't want them to eat for it and live eternally, which was the plan of God in the beginning, But because God didn't want us to eat from this tree and to be eternal with the corruption that we inherited. Rather, he said, I will stop them from eating this now until salvation is completed. Then I will give them the tree of life for them to be eternal, but without sin. And this is what we believe, and this is our faith, my beloved. That this symbol of the tree of life in the book of Genesis, we found nowadays on the altar every liturgy in the church. We partake from his body and his blood, which is the life itself. In him, we have eternity. And in this face, we do live. So, the journey is one way, leading to eternity. And those who cross the bridge to the other side, we feel no sadness for them, but rather, we feel that we celebrate their arrival. As the book of Proverbs said, the end of something is better than the beginning of it, the conclusion of something. And especially when you feel that the life has been enriched and full of lots and lots of things that witness that how God was there in the life of our beloved Dr. Edward. I think if every one of us here can share a glimpse of his life, that maybe we don't know all of it. I know a page or maybe half a page, another person have another page and so on. But definitely, all across the way, the book has been filled with good deeds that witness to him. And this is what we ought to do, my beloved, that every day as we journey toward eternity, that we make sure that every day there is something has to do with God in our life, that at the end we don't waste our life just in vain. One person said it, put it this way, this week will pass, this month will pass, this year will pass eventually, and it will pass over all of us. One person, as he goes one day to the other, he put the seeds of goodness. He doesn't see the fruits of it, but he spread the seeds in hope and faith. Another person does nothing. Time goes past. One person reaps all the fruit of these seeds. Another person just feels sorry for the waste of life that we've gone through. So in this face, my beloved, we bid farewell for one of the beloved father and friend for all of us. He was truly a friend. He was truly a joyous person to be around. I joined Sammy in what he mentioned, that it was something beautiful to spend time with him. Even in the last days of his life, even when I used to go to visit him in the hospital, the cheerful receiving of me and say, you know, he always received with a certain message. On behalf of my fathers, Father George, Father Marcus, Father Anthony, and Father Abuna Shnuda, who is now in Egypt, that's why he couldn't be with us today, we convey our deep condolences for the family and the friends. And we thank you for being with us here today to celebrate the life of Dr. Irwer. Right after we finish and conclude the prayers, my beloved, we're going to go to the burial in Pinecrest Cemetery. And after we finish there, we're going to come back here to the church for a reception.